I have got some boys and girls with me this morning, have I? Here and there, up on the balcony, downstairs. Let's read our text this morning together, because it's quite hard, and it's found in Revelation chapter 12. All right? And we're going to read verse 9. It's got quite a lot of reasonably big words in it, so I want the adults to help the boys and girls as well, and we're going to read this verse together this morning, Revelation 12 and 9, and it's all about Satan. In fact, he's given about 5 names in this verse, and then he's given another name in verse 10. So there are 6 names given to Satan. All right. And if you're a clever person, I don't mean if you're about 65, but if you're between about 4 and 10, and you can write all these names down for me and give me them on a piece of paper by next Sunday, I'll see if I can give you a prize. The first person to get all the names of Satan down on a piece of paper will get a prize next Sunday. Now, I'm feeling an extremely generous mood this morning. I only do this once in a blue moon, so take advantage of it. Well, let's read verse 9, shall we, together? And the great dragon... Oh, help. Come on! And the great dragon was cast out. Well done. I was beginning to wonder if you're going to read it all. Right. I'm going to show you a very puzzling drawing. Now, all my drawings are extremely puzzling. Perhaps even after I've explained them, you're still wondering what they're all about. But here's the most puzzlingest drawing I've ever brought to church on a Sunday morning. Now, I'm not going to keep you puzzled too long, because it's very hard. Very hard. And if someone showed me this, I wouldn't guess myself. So I'm not going to laugh at you if you say the wrong thing or anything like that. So don't be worried about that. It's a very, very puzzling drawing. All right. Just did it the other day for you. Here it is. Can anyone guess what that is? Can you see it up at the back? Anyone can't see it? Well, if you can't see it, you'll have to buy binoculars, because I can't do anything about it. There you are. It's a very puzzling drawing. Anyone guess what it is? You're all looking very intently at it. Could have a wee guess, just a wee guess. Now, if you're a wee bit wrong, don't worry. Just give me a clue. Anybody down here, you can have a go? Wow! You're right. Boy, you're a crafty fellow. Something in your head, really. Yes, it is. It's the shape of a bird. That's right. And this happened during the week. I was getting ready to go out visiting about 1:45 one day, and a tremendous thump came to my bedroom window. And great big wood pigeon had flown right into it. I'm glad to say it wasn't killed. If it had been killed, I don't think I'd have told this story, because some of you would have been crying, wouldn't you? It would have been so sad. But it came with such a... And it left that mark, and I was able to draw that days after it had disappeared. It hit it so hard, it left an imprint on the glass of my bedroom window. And then it flew off into the trees. And I think it will have a sore head today. You see, there's a name of Satan. It doesn't seem all that obvious in our authorized version, but there's a name of Satan in Revelation 12 and 9. And he's called, of course, many things. I'm not going to tell you them all, because I want them all on that piece of paper. But he's called the deceiver, isn't he? He's called the one who deceives the whole world. Can any clever boy or girl then tell me why this wood pigeon flew into my bedroom window? Anyone guess why it flew in? Huh? I've nearly told you. Go on. What do you? That's right. It was deceived, wasn't it? It was deceived. It thought it was just flying straight ahead into thin air, and instead there was glass there, and it got an awful sore head. And you know, boys and girls, there are people waking up this morning with a sore head because they've been deceived as well. They were deceived last night. And I was very sorry for this pigeon. Not that I don't like pigeon pie or anything, but I was very sorry for it. And I thought, what a silly pigeon. And then I was at the May meetings this year. Some of you were as well. Some of you weren't, of course. But I was walking downstairs, and I saw a pastor, a very clever pastor. I'm not going to tell you his name. And he did exactly the same as the pigeon. He walked right into a piece of glass. He thought it was a door. He thought he was walking out of Great Victoria Street into thin air, and he was walking into a piece of glass. Now, I don't think he bumped himself just as hard, but he was deceived as well. You see, you mustn't think it's only silly people who are deceived, or pigeons who are deceived. To carry the alliteration a little further, pastors can be deceived, and this man was deceived. I'm sure this has happened to some of you, hasn't it? You've gone to walk into a shop, and you've discovered you've walked into the door. It's very sore, isn't it? But this verse tells me that Satan's like that. He makes things seem all right. He may even make things look as if they're good and attractive, but he's deceiving people. And they follow his deception, and they end up with their lives being spoiled and wasted and miserable. And of course you remember he deceived Eve, didn't he? Right at the beginning, he told her, now if you eat of this tree, you'll be wise. And your life will become better and better and better and better, and you'll become greater and greater and greater and greater. But that wasn't true. It was wrong. Satan was deceiving. Well, you may be sitting today and you're saying, aha, poor old pigeon, poor old pastor, poor old Eve. Will you look at that verse again? Will you? And notice what it says. Which deceiveth the whole world. Isn't that some title for Satan? He deceives the whole world. Very clever. Not only does he deceive the stupid people, and even the not so stupid people, he can deceive everybody. And I want you to realize this morning, as you sit here, that Satan can deceive you. It doesn't matter how clever you are. It doesn't matter how wise you are. It doesn't matter how young you are. It doesn't matter how old you are. Satan is able to deceive you. He's able to do things which seem right and good and wise and even clever. But don't follow him. And of course, the only way we don't follow Satan is by trusting the Lord Jesus. You see, if we were to read down to verse 11, if your Bible's still open, and I hope it is, it says this. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. That's the only way you defeat Satan. You don't defeat Satan because you're clever or because you're well-educated, because you've been new to university. You defeat Satan by trusting in the cleansing blood of the Savior and by the word of God dwelling in your heart and in your life. So remember the story about the poor pigeon. Remember the story about the poor pastor. And remember the story about poor Eve. But remember the story about poor you and me, if we're not careful. Because Satan can deceive everybody if they don't trust the Lord Jesus.